Arizona Secretary of State announces candidacy for Democrat nomination for governor. By Michael Patrick Leahy on June 3, 2021. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs announced her candidacy Wednesday for the Democrat nomination for governor. In her announcement, Hobbs continued her efforts to discredit the ongoing Arizona State Senate audit of the Maricopa County 2020 election results. "I am running for governor to deliver transparency, accountability, and results for Arizonans. Just like I have done my whole career," Hobbs said in a statement announcing her candidacy. "Right now, our state government is being run by conspiracy theorists who are more focused on political posturing than getting things done, and that needs to change. As governor, I will do what I have always done. Put aside our differences and work to solve the serious problems facing Arizona," Hobbs continued. Hobbs is not the only Democrat running for governor, as ABC 15 reported. Arizona State Treasurer Kimberly Yee and former Nogales Mayor Marco Lopez have also announced their intentions to run to be Arizona's governor. On Tuesday, Carrie Lake, a former news anchor in Phoenix, announced her candidacy. "Secretary Hobbs has become a vocal defender of the state's 2020 election processes, frequently appearing on local and cable news programs, and a vocal critic of the Arizona State Senate's audit, which continues at the Arizona State Fairgrounds." Hobbs posted a video of her announcement for governor on her Twitter page, which you can watch here. "I'm running for governor to deliver transparency, accountability, and results for Arizonans, just like I've done my whole career. Join me, pic.twitter.com/5y3qt. Faiyak." Katie Hobbs, at Katie Hobbs, June 2, 2021. The Hill reported on Wednesday observers from Hobbs's office are keeping tabs on the ongoing Arizona State Senate audit of the 2020 Maricopa County results. Observers working for Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, D, are keeping tabs on a mounting number of security flaws and procedural violations committed by ballot counters hired by the Republican-controlled State Senate to conduct an audit of votes cast in Maricopa County last year. In notes maintained over the past week, the observers noted confidential documents left in the open, a security gate that was left unlocked for several days and, at one point, a software update that was so riddled with errors and bugs that the cybersecurity company overseeing the audit was forced to roll back to an earlier edition. Auditors hired by the Republican State Senate say they have counted about half the 2.1 million ballots cast last year in Maricopa County, Arizona's largest. President Biden won Maricopa by 45,000 votes, and he became the first Democrat to win Arizona's electoral votes since former President Clinton. As Breitbart News reported last month, Hobbs has been a constant critic of the Arizona State Senate audit, which began on April 23, since the idea was first brought up for consideration in December. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, launched another attack on the Republican-controlled Arizona State Senate's audit of Maricopa County's 2020 election results Monday, and complained election officials in other states are concerned they may soon be subject to similar audits. The audit, which began on April 23 in the Phoenix Memorial Coliseum, resumed on Monday after a one-week hiatus because the facility was used for high school graduations during that time. "We have election officials across the country that we're talking to that are very concerned about this coming to their states, and are looking at Arizona to see how they might be able to stop it if it does," Hobbs told MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle on Monday. Hobbs criticized the way ballots were stored during the hiatus in an article published at The Hill on Tuesday. Earlier last month, Hobbs sent a letter to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors stating that the election machines being reviewed in the audit may be decertified. Incumbent Governor Doug Ducey, Arroz, is term limited and may not run for re-election.